Brahma Shivai. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear brothers and family members, my pranams to you. Today I will be explaining to you about Shiksha Grandhas. You know, Veda mantra chanting is something different from chanting any other mantras or reading any other books. Vedas have got its own tone, tune, shruti. Vedas cannot be chanted just like that. That is why it used to be told that everyone need not learn Vedas. Everyone need not study Vedas. It does not mean that everyone should not study Vedas. Why it is told in need not? Because it is very cumbersome work. It is very difficult. It is not an easy task to learn Vedas. There are 10 shrutis: Udatta, Anudatta, Swarida, Reva, Hraswa, Pracheya, Anunasika, Kamba, Dirgha Kamba, Pluta. Every letter in Veda, every words in Veda, every rik or stanzas in Veda, every sutta of Vedas should be chanted according to the rules given in Shiksha Grandha. Shiksha, the word means learning, teaching. Shikshanam. Shiksha Grandhas are 18 in numbers, and Shiksha is one out of 6 branches of Vedanga. Vedanga means Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, Chandashastram, Kalpashastram, Jyotisham. Shiksha means the Grandhas, the books composed by 18 rishis on how to chant Vedas. If you are learning the chanting of Vedas, when it should be learned, what are the characteristics and qualities needed for a Vedic student, what are the qualities needed for a Vedic teacher, what are the qualities needed for the surroundings where you are studying the Vedas, when it should be studied, when it should be chanted, when it should not be chanted, and what are the hundreds of criterion that to be followed when you are studying Vedas. These are all given in Shiksha Grandha. Say for example, Ekadashi day, Chaturdashi day and new moon day, you should not chant Veda mantra. In the midnight, you should not chant Veda mantra. Wherever obnoxious environment is there, you should not chant Veda mantra. Wherever people are sitting who are not interested in listening Vedas, there you should not chant Vedas. Wherever environment is perfectly pure, clean and silent, there only you should learn and chant Veda mantras. Half-hearted way, you should not study Vedas. And if you have got stammering, you should not study Vedas. If you are blind and if you are deaf, you should not study Vedas. And the people who want to study Vedas should involve themselves in wholehearted way of learning and understanding Vedas. Due respect should be given when you are studying Vedas. Like this, there are about 100 criterion given by Shaunaka Maharshi in Shaunaka Shiksha Grandha. Narayana Maharshi has given this explanation in Narayana Shiksha. And Yajnavalkya Maharshi has given these rules in Yajnavalkya Shiksha. Panini has given in Paniniya Shiksha. Shakadayana has given in Shakadayana Shiksha Grandhas. You know that the chanting vary with the Shiksha Grandhas. The Kerala Nambudris, Kerala Brahmins chant Veda mantras in Shaunaka Shiksha, according to Shaunaka Shiksha. And Tamil Brahmins, Karnataka Brahmins, Andhra Brahmins, and those who have got their root in these 3 states, in short, South India, other than Kerala, they chant Veda mantra through Yajnavalkya Shiksha. North Indian Vedic scholars chant the Veda mantra according to Narayana Shiksha. So that if you listen carefully, you can see that these 3 methods of chanting Veda mantras are different. Whereas the letters, the words, the riks, The stanzas and the hymns do not vary at all. The way of chanting only is different. So you have got Chaunaka Shiksha, Yajnavalkya Shiksha, Narayana Shiksha, Shakadayana Shiksha, Paniniya Shiksha give you the rules for learning and teaching the Veda Mantras. All the rules it is presented in that. So you have to learn Veda Mantra through Shiksha Grandhas. But it is very difficult. That is why it is told you need not study Veda Mantra. But still you have to learn, you have to listen Veda Mantras. The moment you listen, it is known as Shruti, and the moment you listen, you will be getting the neuro-linguistic effect even though you do not know the meaning of that. It is not compulsory that you should know the meaning of Veda Mantras. If you want to learn the meaning, then it has got three type of meanings. Adhyatmika Sandesh Artha, Adi Bhautika Artha, Adi Devata Artha. So three types of meanings are there. So it is very difficult, or at least it is not that easy to learn. It should be started from very young age, 4th, 5th year onwards after Upanayana. You have to get up at 3 a.m. and you can take coffee or any other food only after 11 a.m. Till then you have to learn systematically and customatically. But nowadays it is very difficult, so at least for about 2-3 hours early morning you have to learn Veda Mantras. At first you have to learn the chanting. That is known as cramming system. Later only you have to know the meaning and message of Veda Mantras if you have got a time. Majority of the Vedic scholars do not study the meaning. They only learn, study the chanting method, and they chant continuously. If you learn Veda Mantra, that should be done carefully and very seriously. Why I am telling that? If any difference is there in chanting a letter, the whole meaning will be out. The whole meaning will be out. In such a way, chanting Veda Mantra is not needed also. So we have to study Veda Mantras very systematically, seriously, carefully, with devotion, dedication and sincerity. Reaching that level is very difficult. That is why generally it is called that one everyone should not. Everyone need not learn Vedas. Should not. And you know, Veda Mantras are written in Vedas, but fundamentally Vedas remain the same. Vedavyasa classified that into 4 classes, and each Veda, Rig Veda, has been slightly modified by Shakalayana. That particular Veda book modified by Shakalayana is known as Shakalayana Shaka. Bhaskala Maharshi has modified Bhaskala Shaka. Sangyayana Maharshi modified slightly Sangyayana Shaka. And similarly, Kaushitaki Maharshi modified, it is known as Kaushitaki Shaka. Many Christians, for the sake of converting Hindus into Christianity, say that Vedas have got the explanation of Jesus Christ, the cross, Jerusalem and so on. And their ignorance they are teaching you, and you think that one, many of you think that one, what the Christians are telling is perfectly true. The Christians in the whole life never used to tell a truth. The Christianity is spreading exclusively through lies, cheating and all type of negatives. When it is taught in the fully negative way, the Bible, when the people started knowing the truth and reality, they reject Christianity. You can see in America, in England, in Canada, European countries, 99% of the people do not go to the church because those people were converted by this type of cheating. What type of cheating? The Kerala Christians, you know, spread Christianity throughout India by telling that Vedas contain Jesus Christ, Vedas contain adoration of Jesus Christ and so on. Vedas were composed 10,000 years back, whereas Bible is composed in AD 273 only this Christianity came, even though Jesus Christ was there for 2000 years. It is said that Jesus Christ lived, but nobody knows about it. Even very recently, Cambridge University has shown that one. Nobody killed Jesus. Jesus did not die. It was only a hallucination. Why I am in between telling about the Bible and Jesus Christ, you know? Because all these crooked methods, the saffronization, the saffron dress wearing, Rudraksha, the Basma, and Dvajastamba, the words used in Vedas, these are all being taken by Christians for cheating Hindus. The cheating means only for converting Hindus. So if you know about Vedas, at least you have got a little bit of understanding about Vedas, these type of cheating will not work. That is why particularly I am telling to you, you learn something about Vedic message, you learn something about itihasa, epic based experiences in the life, you learn something about the life messages given in the stories of Puranas. But you need not learn Vedas in depth, at least try to understand the messages, about 100 messages. You know, Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara Swatyaya Ma Pramada Satya Anna Pramadidavyam. These are all Vedic messages. Sangachadvam Samvadatvam Samvomana Amsijanata Deva Bhagam Yada Purve Sanjanana Upasade Samano Mandra Samiti Samani Samanam Manasahajittamesham Samanam Mandram Abhimandra Eva Samanena Goha Vishajugomi Samani Va Aku Uti Samana Hrdayani Va Samanamastu Mano Yada Avasu Sahasadi. This is the UNO approved Aigamatya Sutta of Rigveda. This is being distributed to 139 countries world over for unity among the countries and people. So these are all the messages of Vedas. And you can see that when the Veda mantras, Sahana Vavadu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Garavavahai. This is a Veda mantra, Asato Ma Sadgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityor Ma Mrtam Gamaya. It is a Veda mantra, Ano Badra Aha, Kratavo Yantu Vishwadaha. Vedamantra Krishna Savartamano Nimeshayana Amrita Martyam Jakhiranyayena Savitara Dena Devo Yadi Bhuvanani Pashyanna. It's a Vedamantra. So hundreds and thousands of Vedamantras are there. The way, the method, the pathway of learning the Vedamantras are given in Shiksha Grintha. It is one among six Vedanga. Vedangas, Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyagaranam, Chandashastram, Kalpashastram, Jyotisham. Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyagaranam, Chandashastram, Kalpashastram, Jyotisham. Of which the first Vedanga is Shiksha Grantha. 18 books are the Nambudinis, Kerala Brahmins chant Veda Mantra according to Savanaka Shiksha. Other South Indian Vedic scholars chant Veda Mantras according to Yajnavalkya Shiksha. The North Indians chant Veda Mantras according to Narayaniya Shiksha. But remember, there will not be even a single difference of chanting a letter or a word or a stanza or a sukta. That is the speciality of that. Chanting varies, whereas content remains the same. This you should learn and teach others. Remember that if you are not learning Veda, Vedic messages, nobody else will teach you. Do not think that some incarnation or some organization or some political parties will come for protecting Vedas and Hindu Dharma. Never think like that. It is your bound responsibility. It is your duty and it is your privilege to learn and teach Hindu Dharma. Millions of dollars are flowing to India. Billions of dollars are flowing to India for converting Hindu Dharma, Hindus, into Christianity. One way Christians are converting Hindus. On the other way, Muslims are, through love, jihad and others, converting Hindus into Islamic fold. For the last 10,000 years, the Hindu Dharma existed on the surface of the globe earth. And now, after independence, under the great rule of our own ministers and other heads, the Hindu Namadharis, many people with Hindu Dharma, are converting Hindus into Christianity. You know, Rajasekhar Reddy. What is his name? Yeshu Samuel Rajasekhar Reddy. And these are all Yeshu and Samuel hidden. The name which is coming out is only Rajasekhar Reddy. Like this, with Lord Krishna's name and Hindu name, millions of 42 lakhs Christian missionaries are working in India. Every Christian, is aimed at converting Hindus into Christianity. There are 2.5 lakhs priests and nuns working for converting Hindus into Christianity, and 69,000 crore rupees are flowing to India for conversion activities. Why I am telling this? With the Shiksha Grantha, I am telling exclusively to inform you that it is your duty to preserve your culture through your family traditions. Learn and teach this to your children and your family members, and preserve Hindu Dharma in India. As Swami Vivekananda said, if you are not preserving Hindu Dharma, do not think that India will be remaining as a land where Hinduism born. If Hindu Dharma is vanishes from India, India will become the graveyard of the world. That is what Swami Vivekananda told. My request to you, learn about Vedas. We have uploaded the messages. Learn about Brahmana Grandhas, Aranyaka Grandhas, Introduction to Upanishad in Malayalam and English. Later on we will be uploading in Hindi also. Like this, we are trying to create Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti. All these messages are available in the website also. Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage website is there, IISH.org. In the web TV, IISH.tv, these things are available. We used to send about 4 lakhs members the messages every week. So you can get these messages either in our website, or hundreds of hours of messages are uploaded in the YouTube. You can go to the YouTube also. And it is available in the Facebook also. So learn as much as possible. Teach others. Let us retain India as the holy land, Punya Bhumi, Jnana Bhumi, Yajna Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, and all type of Matra Bhumi. This is my request to you. And it is my instruction to you, because we in Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage try to preserve the scientific, logical and rational heritage of India. We are spreading world over. We aim at global reach. So reaching to the globe, Hindu Dharma. Be a missionary for that. Learn and teach Hindu Dharma. We are here to give you the Vedas and other things. No copyright for the CDs of Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage. You can freely download, or you can request to us. We will be sending you the CDs. Take copies and spread it. This is your duty. So today you have learned about Shiksha Grantha. Tomorrow we will be learning about Vyakarana or Nirukta. My pranams to you. Thank you very much.